This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
The last of the I am statements we're going to look at today is I am the vine. Before that, let me just recap the seven I am statements. I am the bread of life, talking about Jesus as a sustainer. I am the light of the world, talking about Jesus as the person who enlightens, who guides, and who dispels darkness. The third statement, I am the door, talks about Jesus being the protector or the person who gives a security. The fourth I am statement is I am the good shepherd, found in John chapter 10, talking about Jesus as a person who's caring and who's watching over us, protecting us and providing guidance. Then we look at the fifth I am statement, which is very exciting, and it says, I am the resurrection and the life. That means Jesus stands guarantee of life after death, or in other words, gives us hope in death, or assures us that there is life after death with him. The sixth I am statement is, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through me. Here he is proclaiming that he is the source of all truth and all knowledge about God. He is the certainty in perplexity. He is the truth, and that is the only way that anyone can come to the Father. And the final statement that Jesus makes, I am the vine, is a very encouragement statement, and it talks about goodness and fruitfulness. That means he is the one who bears fruit in our life. He is the source of productivity. And if you look at this passage, this verses 1 in chapter 15 of John, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. And verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. It is very interesting here, and for me personally, this is very encouraging, because often in my life, I struggled with inadequacy. I struggled with knowing that the task ahead of me is very challenging, or in my work, the challenges that I face are something that I cannot handle on my own. And so true that I've experienced God helping me to achieve things at a very young age, for helping me to achieve things that I myself never have imagined. And this passage for me is so true, because it says, apart from me, in verse 5, Jesus is saying, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And no believer can achieve anything of spiritual value if you don't have Christ with you. Many of us today look for spiritual leaders to teach us. We put our expectations on pastors to teach us. We put our expectations on churches to bring spiritual development within us, which is absolutely true, which is something that is necessary. But one thing I want us to understand as believers who are walking with the Lord, what Jesus is saying, listen, we have a direct connection. We have a direct connection, and I'm going to help you bear fruit. Jesus is saying, listen, you need to be looking up to me. Now, sometimes we do put our faith or our hope in institutions or people around us. But Jesus here is saying, listen, I'm going to be the one who's going to help you live this spiritual life on this earth. He also reminds us that you need to be connected with Jesus, who is in this passage, what they call, the word that is used is the trunk. That means your branch needs to be connected to the trunk. In the same way, we need to be connected with him. So my friends, this morning, or depending on what time you are listening, one thing I want to encourage you. If you are connected to Jesus Christ, if you are abiding in Him, if you are connected to the vine, that means Jesus is the true vine. He's saying, listen, you will bear fruit. You will be a person who is somebody who influences others, who is a blessing to others, who achieves things, who builds the world around us. It's not about not that we do it for our personal gain, but we are people who are producing fruit so that it can be blessing to others. Here, Jesus also issues a caution. He says, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire. We know what this means. But for me, the exciting thing is that if I walk with Jesus Christ, I'm going to be a person who's going to be bearing fruit. And you can bear fruit at home, at church, at work, and also in this world, you can shine as a light, fulfilling God's plans for you. These seven I am statements and these seven declarations, for me, tell me who my God is. He's the one who's going to help us to be fruitful and fulfill the purpose for which He has created us in this world. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.